Mama's in Control, episode 193. All right, guys, welcome back to the show. You know who I am. I'm Heather Chauvin, and the Mama's in Control podcast is all about helping you feel in control of how you live, work, play, and parent. It's about leading your life, that's in alignment with what you really crave. And a lot of times this question is hard for people to answer. Too often we're living out of other people's expectations and not even realizing, what does that mean? What does Heather keep saying? Live, from my intention. So it's like, what do you want in your life? It's so easy. I was just thinking about a time when, I got these new glasses and I asked a friend, like, what do you think? And she's like, oh my God, they're so like big and bulky and bold. And I was like, yeah, that's what I love about them. They really, they're very creative and artistic looking. And she's like, oh no, they're too much. I just like the simple neutrals. I don't want to, be bold and be out there. And so she's like, I don't like them. I'm like, okay, cool. And so part of me, this is back in the day, was like, okay, I can't like these glasses because somebody else doesn't like these glasses. So therefore they're not stylish, right? They're not fashionable. But the truth was, it doesn't matter what you want. Sorry. It matters what you want. It doesn't matter what they want. It matters what you want and how you want to feel. So stop asking, does this look okay? And start asking, does this feel okay? How does it feel to you? When you start living your life, from a place of feeling and making decisions from that of like, this just doesn't feel good. I'm going to say no. Or, I'm scared, but underneath the fear, there's this excitement. So I'm going to say yes, I'm going to take the leap and I'm going to go for it. It's all about this feeling. But when we've never been taught to feel our way through life, we just shove it down, numb ourselves and say, why does shit suck? So today I want to talk about sustainability. I was just discussing with my husband about, my cancer diagnosis 4 years ago. And I said to him, what did cancer teach you about money? And he's like, it didn't teach me anything about money, but it taught me about life. It taught me about living. It taught me about, the importance of spending time with family. And I was like, really? Like, it didn't teach you anything about money? And I don't know why, but I think, being diagnosed with cancer for me was a huge thing around money, because before, I think it's because I'm a woman as well, but we have these money mindsets of like, I have enough, I can't want more. If your husband makes the money, you can fall back on that of like, I don't need to rock the boat, right? But the truth was, when I was diagnosed, when we were going through treatments, I was working at the time, and because I'm self-employed and the way that my business was set up, it's like, you don't show up, the money's cut off, you're done, right? Like, that's it. So the revenue wasn't there, and we had to sell things. We had to borrow money. We had to be extremely creative with our finances just to make ends meet. And these are, people talk about this stuff, but it's not as openly talked about with living with chronic disease and how these things really affect your life. And I was fortunate enough that, I went through treatment and everything is fine now. And I can, live, I can work. But there's still people out there who can't do that, right? So is your business, your life, your work, your paychecks, your revenue, is it sustainable? And so this is just from a money aspect, right? Is it sustainable? When you talk to millionaires and billionaires, they talk about the importance of having multiple revenue streams. So in our modern culture, what that means is two people live in the household. There's men and a woman and woman, man, man, whatever. And they each work and they each bring in a paycheck. Now, maybe only one of those people works and then you only have one paycheck. But the truth is, if that other person stops working because they got sick, because they got laid off because something happened, you're screwed, right? So you need multiple streams of revenue, whether, you know, the other person is doing business on the side, whether there's real estate coming in, you have other investments. It's really important to start navigating sustainable revenue, sustainable money. And I don't typically talk about money, but the funny thing is, I talk about energy a lot, and money is energy. And this conversation comes up a lot in our coaching calls with, you know, I'm freaking out, you know, it's money that keeps me up at night. And it's really not, you know, the sense or the urgency that this person is going to lose their house and, you know, they're on the verge of bankruptcy. That's not it at all. It's the money mindset. It's a fear. It's a lack-based mindset of like, I don't have enough. So this all boils down to sustainable mindset, right? So sustainability of creating the life that you want. A lot of times when I'm interviewing people to, you know, work with me, obviously money comes up, but another thing that comes up is, you know, we're good. We're good for now. You know, my life is good. I don't want to ruffle the feathers. I don't want any more. And I'm like, then why are we on the phone? It's because there's this deeper desire for abundance. There's this deeper desire for freedom, but yet your brain is always, always, always going to stop you and allow you to play it safe. And when we play it safe in our life, we feel restricted. And our life, the universe, our feelings are constantly guiding us towards our light, meaning they're guiding us home. They're guiding us to the place of joy and ease. Because I hate to tell you this, guys, but everyone is selling, you know, how to find your life purpose. And the truth is, your life purpose is to find ease and freedom and joy. Like, that is it. And so when you master your mindset and you do more of the energetic work on your mind, instead of trying to, you know, make more money and hustle, 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 and add more to your schedule, it's like, okay, let's calm the fuck down. Inhale, exhale, ask yourself, how do I want to feel in my life? And then ask yourself this question, is my lifestyle sustainable? There's nothing worse than getting a diagnosis, finding out it's stage four, and then saying, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, how are we going to pay our mortgage, right? Oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, how are we going to feed our children? Not only are you terrified that you're going to die, but you're terrified that you're going to leave your children in shambles. So I used to hold this belief that, you know, money was evil. How many of you grew up with that belief? You know, people who have money are greedy, they're mean, they're bad. No, actually, you know, a lot of the most amazing people that I've met, you wouldn't even know that they had lots of money. But also when they do, they're giving a shit ton away. It's about how can I be of service, make a massive impact in the world, and, you know, energetically be matched with that, with a monetary value, but also give back to the community in a bigger way. That's so, so, so important. So sustainability, one thing I didn't know about, and I'm in my 30s, so this is probably why I didn't know about it. We all have heard about life insurance, right? Or maybe not, whether you think that's important or not. But have you heard of critical illness insurance? Because I never heard about this until after I was sick. I have it now, but I didn't have it before. Critical illness insurance is something that if you pay into, just like life insurance. And life insurance is like, I'm dead, my family gets money. But what happens if you're still alive, but you're sick? If you're still alive and you're sick, right? So critical illness insurance is something that you buy into. That way, if you get sick, a spouse gets sick, you can, so example, if I got diagnosed and it was under certain parameters, you know, I would have got a big fat check that said, here, Heather, you can sleep at night, you can pay the mortgage, you can put food on the table. Like, that would have been a big game changer for me. So this is something, it might cost you $100 a month or less. I mean, it costs more for me because I have a bad record, but it allows sustainability, right? It allows for practical education on how to live a more sustainable life and not, you know, if bad, not bad things, but if life happens, you're prepared. And unfortunately, it almost seems like something bad needs to happen to you before you get that little wake-up call, or having somebody in your life that, you know, something has happened to, and then you take it more seriously. So where do you find critical illness insurance? You can definitely do this with any insurance broker. If you already have one for life insurance, ask them about it. Just critical illness insurance. You can Google it, talk to your financial advisor. But this is all things that cracked me open to sustainability, right? So when you're not thinking about retirement, you're thinking about travel, you're thinking about, you know, the new kitchen reno, you're thinking about updating things like activities for the kids. You're not thinking about putting away for your future. It's interesting when you're talking to people on the other side of it, right? So my parents are in the baby boomers, on the verge of either retired already or on the verge of it, and coming from a place of scarcity of, do I have enough, right? Everything that, or, you know, we've saved our whole life and now we need to totally downgrade our lifestyle because of inflation and things like that. So again, I'm going to reiterate the importance of sustainable income and making sure that your business model is sustainable as well. So I'm talking about business, I'm talking about money. Yes, these are all faux pas subjects. But another thing I want to talk about, you know, I talk about time and energy. Is it sustainable? The rate that you're going at right now, is it sustainable? And if the answer is yes, that's fucking awesome. But I guarantee you the answer is yes, because, you know, you've had some ups and downs and said things need to change. As I was kind of preparing for this podcast, I wrote down a few things about sustainability. And one thing that came up was losing weight. It's interesting because marketing thrives off of teaching you how to lose all of this weight in a week, or lose it rapidly, lose it quickly. And it's not sustainable, because the second you stop taking their pills, the second you turn things, you know, you do something different, you gain all of this weight back, and then you're pissed and you're angry and you're frustrated and overwhelmed and you just want to give up and you feel hopeless. And this is why I steer clear away from like 8 easy steps to making your children listen to you or anything like that. And that's why when I coach people, it's usually long term, because I want your change to be sustainable, because it's a lifestyle habit, right? So who I am now in my eating habits, because that's a constant evolution for everybody, is not the person I was a year ago. What's easy for me now was not easy for me then. And the reason why is because it's a sustainable way to live your life. I've learned so much about, I mean, food is just one example, and I've learned so much about food in the last 4 years, but one of the things that I really value and of high integrity from people that I mentor with or learn from when it comes to food is they're all like, you're doing great, right? It's progress. It's not perfection. If you get it perfect 80% of the time, that's awesome. So, you know, it's not about going through your pantry and just saying, okay, I'm going gluten-free. Let's get rid of all the sugar. No, just start with one thing, right? Start with, okay, guys, we're going to transition our milk. We're going to change our coffee. We're going to, like, just little tiny things. It's sustainable change that happens over time, not overnight, especially when you're doing this with your children. And so this brings me back to this whole topic of sustainability, money, cancer, and time and energy. When I'm teaching the energetic time management piece of, you know, the coaching that I talk about, you know, you have your big dreams, you have your big goals. You know, what's the practicality? What do I need to do on an everyday basis to make shit happen? I'm going to teach you that, right? I teach you that. But this is a process that will evolve over time. It's not like you read a book once and you're like, I totally get this. We got to keep showing up. And I talk about this a lot. If you've been listening to the podcast, I talk about it all the time, about just show up. Show up in the shit. Show up in the, you know, discomfort. Show up with the fear and just say, this is who I am today, right? I'm gross. I'm sweaty. I'm scared. And I smell. I'm here. I made it. And you show up, you do the work. I was at CrossFit the other day, and I'm taking this additional course in CrossFit where I'm learning more. Like, it's a group training, but I'm learning more about the gymnastics of it. And I'm, you know, just getting really conscious of my core and my body and how it looks when I'm on the bar so that I'm not injuring myself and all of that stuff. And so as I was doing this, our training last week, one of the girls in the group like showed up and she was like, I feel like so sick. I'm going to vomit. She goes, I already missed last week. And I was like, cool. Like, you showed up. I wasn't angry. I wasn't like, oh my God, you're going to get me sick. I'm not one of those germaphobe people, but she showed up and she wasn't contagious. So I wasn't worried about that, but she showed up and she still did the work, right? She powed through it. And you know, I tell people it's about, you know, knowing when to push and then knowing to relax. So she took some time off and then she's like, okay, this isn't leaving. I got to just like push through today. And she pushed through. She didn't complain. She showed up. She's like, this is who I am today. And really, this is life, right? So creating a consistent and sustainable life, whether it's with your time, your energy, your money, you have to sit down, get real with yourself and go, okay, I'm uncomfortable right now. Like, we as a family don't have a lot of money. We don't have a lot of time. I don't have a lot of energy. You know, my marriage is struggling. My relationships with my children are struggling. But is this temporary discomfort or do I have a plan for long-term sustainability? So if you have a week where you're like, oh my gosh, I have so much to do this week, but you know this is like out of the ordinary, right? This is not normal. That's okay. That's sustainable discomfort. But if your week is chaos and you're still feeling restricted, like you're in this lack mindset and you tell yourself, oh, it's just this week. And then you're like, wow, shit, I've been telling myself this for 6 months. I've been telling myself this for 6 years. That is not sustainable, right? So we have to look at all aspects of our life and ask yourself, is this sustainable? Is this sustainable? And if the answer is no, right? Time, money, energy, marriage, health, wealth, vitality, happiness, is this sustainable? And you're saying, it's not. The only way out of this is with a plan. That's it. The only way out of this is with a plan. But I'm going to tell you guys what happens as soon as you make a plan, your brain is going to freak out because this beautiful organ inside of our noggin was created to keep us safe from the dinosaurs and from the tigers and bears. And it truly believes that you are being attacked when you decide to make a left turn instead of a right turn. And this is why we have such consistency. And this is why you can drive home after work and go, how the fuck did I get here? Because it's muscle memory. This is how the brain works. It loves being safe. It loves being comfortable. So the second you're getting outside that comfort zone and saying, I'm going to create change, you will be so, so uncomfortable. Your body will be like, oh no, I can't do this. And you're going to have hot flashes and cold flashes and you're going to want to vomit and you're going to have so much anxiety. And then you're going to say, I can't do this. And it's not happening. And then you're going to look, right? Your brain is going to look for all the reasons of why you can't do something. And then someone's going to knock on the door. Someone's going to call you and you'll be like, see, told you, can't do it. I never have time for myself. Guys, making a commitment to the life that you truly want for yourself and your children and the legacy that you want to leave takes an internal sense of commitment and freedom and challenge. It will rock you to your core. It will rock you to your core. But remember, focus on the bigger picture because you might be comfortable now and go, no, this isn't sustainable. I know I should be doing something about it, but like, I just don't want to like ruffle any feathers right now. One day it will come to bite you in the ass and you will be sitting there on your deathbed, 80 years old going, fuck, why did I waste my life just so worried about shit that didn't matter? And that's what cancer did for me. It was a huge punch in the face that even though I was already starting to consciously create the life that I wanted, it was time to step up my game and to go, Heather, it's okay to be different. It's okay to be weird. It's okay to want more. It's okay to want to live bigger than the people around you. It's okay to want nice things so that you feel nice, so that you can be nicer to people and to give back and to inspire other people to do the exact same thing. It took me a while to get there. So I want to know, what are you doing? What are you committed to in your life to create more sustainability? What's your plan? What's your plan? Ask yourself, what the fuck is my plan? What is my plan? What is my plan? I need a plan. I need a plan, and focus on it. And if you guys need help with this, you're like, Heather, I'm so ready to have handholding, to have somebody show me what I can't see, then head on over to heatherchauvin.com. Last name is spelled chauvin.com / take back control. You can also find it on my website at heatherchauvin.com on the work with me page. Fill out the short application and you and I will get on the phone. Absolutely no obligation. I say this every single time. I really want to talk to you. If you're so stuck and you're like sitting over there going, but I can't afford it. I'm so scared. What if? Fuck, guys. It's not sustainable, right? If you feel like you're drowning, it's like if you want to change, something in you needs to change. So you're going to have to get scared. You're going to have to get uncomfortable and you're going to have to take a leap. So the small little leap that you need to take right now is to fill out that application. The big little leap that you need to take is to get real and raw and honest with yourself and say, is this the life that I truly want to be living? Thank you guys so much. Also, if you haven't checked out the free resources, go to heatherchauvin.com. I have a shit ton of free resources for you there. Take action, make shit happen, and we'll talk soon.